TV cooking. Can I still write light, good-natured, fun stuff about my stints on The Celebrity Apprentice, even though we now know that one of my co-stars, Donald Trump, would one day fill our country with embarrassment, hate, and fear? Is this going to feel like a cute little anecdote about Kristallnacht? This isn't about Trump. It's about food, diet, us, and me. Fuck Trump on the neck. What the other celebrities on The Celebrity Apprentice hated about the show, besides Trump, was doing stuff they didn't know how to do. What I loved about doing these shows was doing stuff I didn't know how to do. I'm very comfortable with that. Maybe comfortable isn't the right word. Happy may be the right word. I'm very happy doing things I don't know how to do. And that's fortunate for me because I don't know how to do very much. My job in the Penn & Teller show is doing things we don't know how to do. Teller always points out that a musician learns how to play piano. And once that's done, she can play a zillion songs and keep learning new ones on the same instrument, building new art on top of her basic skill set. With magic, it's different. The skills necessary to perform a new bit are, for the most part, different from any skills we've ever used before, and it's unlikely we'll ever use them again. Sure, I have experience talking on stage, and Teller's experience acting on stage, and those are transferable. We have an idea of what the audience is likely to go along with and enjoy, and that skill is evergreen. And most important, we're both fabulous liars. But tricks need to be created and learned new. It's as if every time we want to play a new song, we have to invent the instruments and then learn to play them. When Teller and I are working on new material, every week we get to do something we've never done before. And it's not uncommon for that something to be something no one has ever done before. I love it. So doing something I'd never done before in a silly TV show was a blast. Other contestants would brag that something was right in his or her wheelhouse. But I was happiest when no one had any idea how to do something. I want to do the shit I don't know how to do. I want to learn. This extends to other reality shows as well. I used to think if I wanted to put asses in the Penn & Teller theater seats, my TV appearances had to be about doing magic. And if the spot wasn't about magic, it should at least be funny. And if it wasn't funny or magic, the two of us should at least be wearing our matching gray suits. Or if it was just me alone wearing jeans, I should at least be my loud, aggressive, bullshit character. It seems that's just not true at all. I can go on TV pretty much as myself, not in P&T drag, and be thoughtful and polite with no tricks or jokes, and it still brings people to our show. Once we learn that, we could say yes to all sorts of things that had nothing to do with our show and still sell tickets. Lots more chances to do things I have no idea how to do. There's a cooking show called Rachel versus Guy. Rachel Ray and Guy Fieri each captain a celebrity team for a cooking competition. It was much gentler, kinder, and fairer than The Celebrity Apprentice and didn't star someone who was mentally ill. But it was the same idea. The producers called and asked if I cooked. The long-suffering Glenn explained that of course I cooked and I'd love to go on. Glenn has also learned to lie in his job. He then called me and said, "Penn, you got a couple weeks to learn to cook." Easy found me Jet Tila, a world-class chef and a world-class guy. Jet agreed to come to Vegas for a few days and spend some hours with me teaching me how to cook for reality TV shows. Our goal was very specific. I was not going to learn to cook for my family and for myself. I was not going to learn to cook at a restaurant. I was not going to learn to be a chef. I was not going to learn nutrition or home economics. I was going to learn to cook on TV and win. On reality TV competition shows, there are always at least two competitions going on. There's the competition that's the make-believe of the show, and there's the real competition that happens outside the TV show. Winning the make-believe competition does help with winning the real competition, but they're not the same. Let's take, for example, Piff the Magic Dragon. Piff is now a very close friend of mine, but the first time I saw him, he was competing against me on a show called Penn & Teller Fool Us. The show's premise is this. A magician comes out and does a trick for Penn & Teller. And if we know how the trick is done, the magician loses. And if we don't know how the trick is done, if the magician fools us, he or she wins. We're pretty proud of the central idea of the show. Teller and I both hate shows that have some supposedly omnipotent judge who rules capriciously on behalf of entertainment. I can't watch American Idol because all I can think about is how poorly Bob Dylan, Tiny Tim, and Sun Ra would do on that show, while mediocre dipshits spewing nonsense about art are successful. Fuck them all. We get around that and F you by not talking about anything except the very personal and specific question of, were we fooled? It's very clear the best trick might not fool us, and the worst trick might fool us. We're just judging that one very personal thing. Did we feel fooled? Piff came on FU and killed. The crowd could not have loved him more. We could not have loved him more. His attitude and his comedy were perfect, and his trick was amazing. He blew the audience away. Everyone, including us, jumped to our feet in applause and screamed for Piff. He destroyed. But Piff lost. He lost the make-believe competition. We happened to figure out how the trick was done, or we thought we did. Since having become friends with Piff and having a lot of discussion, it's a bit less clear. In retrospect, he might have actually fooled us. And he lost. His YouTube clip of the show got millions of hits. His career took off, one thing led to another, and he was on America's Got Talent, where he also lost with the jive-ass judges, but won the real contest. And now he's very successful and tours all over and makes a shit ton of money. Piff's an example of losing the pretend game and winning the real game. In the final end, he won the wars after losing every battle, as Bob sang. Adam Carolla did the same thing on The Celebrity Apprentice. He didn't get far. Trump threw him off for a really unfair and stupid reason. Well, that was Trump's job. But at the end of the season, Adam was more respected and loved by the audience than my buddy who won, Arsenio Hall. Jet would teach me to go on a TV cooking show and do my best to win the make-believe competition, but also the style and confidence to win the real competition and put those asses in the P&T theater seats. The first lesson was quite something. He told me very simply that the way he was teaching me to cook would get me fired from any restaurant and make my family sick, but it could win on TV. I would cook with more salt, oil, and sugar than even I could believe. Every mouthful the judges ate would be dripping with fat, sugar, and salt. Even by the standards of what I was eating then, and this was at my worst, the way Jet was teaching me to cook was appalling. I can't emphasize enough that Jet is a great cook for reals. Jet knows nutrition. Jet knows health. Jet knows subtle, complex flavors. When my eating changed and I'd have supper for friends, Jet loved and understood the new food. He loved eating it and could prepare it perfectly. Jet could have taught me how to cook to be as thin and healthy as I am now. But back then, right before Rachel versus Guy, that wasn't his job. He was teaching me to cook on TV. Butter, olive oil, coconut oil, fry oil, vats of oil, Kobe beef, chicken wings, cream, brown sugar, maple sugar, more sugar, some sour and fat to cut it a bit, then more sugar, kosher salt, Himalayan pink rock salt, handfuls of salt to distract from the fat and sugar, and to work with the fat and sugar, salt and sugar, fat and salt and sugar and fat and salt and fat and sugar and salt. He taught me knife skills, which are just juggling, so I love those. And juggling, swirling, flipping pans. He told me to make up a story with every dish. If I was cooking a Thai dish, I'd make sure I told the judges that my grandmother, right off the boat from Thailand, taught me this dish, and it reminds me of my youth in Chiang Mai. Because Vegas is the happiest place on earth, some strip clubs contain gourmet restaurants. And Easy sent me to Sapphire to work with a great chef, Jamal Teherzadeh, who created my favorite dish, Halibut Casino. This was just for TV. I would need a favorite dish, and I needed to remind people that Penn and Teller played Vegas. Halibut Casino would be perfect. I would cook it for the finale and just alibi the assignment to make it fit. Jet taught me to cook exactly five things and told me to just find a way to explain how one of those fit any assignment. It was just improv skills, storytelling to fit, for instance, my Thai peg in a Hawaiian hole. It's pretty clear on the show that I'm doing that. We get the assignment, and everyone else tries to plan a menu that follows the rules, while I mentally go through my five dishes, pick the best one, and then start jiving to make it seem like I just invented it. Jamal invented and taught me to make Halibut Casino in one afternoon in the kitchen of Sapphire while the topless pool was in full swing. I was chopping and sautéing while friendly topless women in thongs were leaning in to see what was going on and asking us for little tastes. If anyone ever tells you that I have a hard job, you can disabuse them of that notion in a hurry. And remember, my wife set this up. If anyone tells you that someone is a better life partner than me, you can disabuse them of that as well. I was surrounded by beautiful, topless women in thongs while working in a kitchen with a big bowl of bacon on the counter that I could eat by the handful. Topless grown-up Vegas women and a bowl of bacon beat the 72 virgin houris vaguely and falsely promised to religious murderers, hands down, even without the lap dance. I get strippers and bacon. The murderers just died. Jet was teaching me cartoon, mega, sad cooking, and that really started my journey toward health. Jet taught me how to take a beautiful, thick, deeply marbled, fat steak, soak it in olive oil, fat, and then thickly coat it in a mixture of brown sugar, sugar, kosher salt, salt, and pepper. How the fuck did that get in there? Make a nice crust in a super hot pan with added oil, and do the real cooking in an oven. This allowed me to cook steaks outdoors for a few hundred people at a medieval-themed restaurant in Jersey on TV while making jokes without measuring or timing anything. Guy Fieri said, with professional TV hyperbole, that my steak was the best he'd ever had. Jet helped me represent Vegas. One of the things Jet taught me was to taste everything. He forbade me from putting any ingredient into a dish without tasting it. This meant I was tasting fish paste right out of the tube. It meant I was eating butter and kosher salt. Jet wanted me seeing, tasting, smelling, even feeling every individual element as it went in. Neither of us knew it then, but Jet was getting me ready to totally understand cray-ray when he taught me that the SAD was SOS. The TV style of cooking that Jet taught me, not Jet's real cooking style, made me understand that our American diets had so inured us to salt, oil, and sugar that it seemed no one could ever be busted for things being too sweet, fat, or salty. You could put in too much onion and lose a round, but two sticks of butter per serving were fine. I made classic buffalo chicken wings, and that was just soaking fatty chicken wings in a vat of butter and then deep frying them after covering them with something that would absorb the frying oil. Oh, and a blue cheese dip that was just fat and salt. Jet had me taste every single ingredient before it went in. I wasn't only seeing the sausage being made, I was tasting the offal as I made it myself. For weeks, with TV cameras all around me, I just dumped salt, sugar, and fat into bowls, heated it up, and served it with a story. All the food I cooked was good. Jet did just what he promised to do. I cooked food that tasted great. Even with a very heavy light motif of salt, sugar, and fat, there were subtlety and surprises. It was food that made the diner want more. The first bite knocked the judges on their asses, and after a few thousand bites, it could literally kill any of us. When Cray-Ray stripped me down to potatoes, when he stripped me of my American TV food tolerances, when he took away the fat, sugar, and salt, and allowed me to taste something else, it was amazing, just amazing. And it was Jet Tila, months before, who helped me understand what I would be giving up. If you're lucky enough to go to one of Jet's restaurants, and even luckier to have Jet himself cook for you, don't expect Pendulette TV butter steaks. Jet cooks gourmet food with all the flavors. He's a fine, rare, and appropriate chef. And if you tell Jet that you want no animal products or refined grains and extremely low salt, sugar, and oil, Jet will make you a meal that you remember the rest of your life. Jet knows food. Jet and his family are also thin and healthy. He has a good relationship with food. He knows it well, but he sure taught me to cook unhealthy American TV food when I asked him to. I got to the finale on Rachel vs. Guy. On the way there, I cooked Thai chicken, disco fries, hot dogs, chicken wings, chocolate bread pudding, and spicy dark chocolate sauce with pink rock salt over donuts. And I finished the finale with something I claimed I made up on the spot and also claimed had been my favorite for years. I wanted to give them choices in editing. Halibut Casino. I came in a very close second to Herschel Walker, who has been cooking all his life and owns a couple of restaurants. He made his grandma's fried chicken, and it was great. On reality shows, I don't win. I don't win because I don't know what I'm doing, and I'm not the best, or because I accurately report Trump's hair looks like cotton candy made of piss. But I have a blast muddling through these shows, and I put asses in the Penn and Teller theater seats. That's the real game. While I'm learning to do things on TV, I also learn things in life. And learning to cook with Jet Tila really taught me that I wanted something other than fat, sugar, and salt in my diet. And that might have been part of saving my life. When Jet and I get together now, we eat wonderfully healthy gourmet food. But if some topless woman wants to invite us over to share a big bowl of bacon, I'm not sure we'll say no.